All right. Well, I'm gonna close up shop here on the Texans. As I've been saying all week, it's a good football team, and I think they're obviously a lot better than what their record says. And you watch them play; they do a lot of things well, and ranked number one in the league in defense and yards, and deservedly so. They're real good in that area. So, special teams would be a big challenge for us. Obviously, we had a real tough day covering kickoffs in the playoff game. So. Lucky to get away with that, and we can't let that happen again.
You talked about the defensively, the number one in the league in yards. Have they changed a lot from last year?
No.
Same Wade Phillips stuff that you mm-hmm. saw in the two games that you had a lot of success?
Yeah, they get a lot of pressure with their front. I'd say five, because they – sometimes it's Reed, sometimes it's Merciless, or when they get into their nickel, a lot of times they'll bring a fifth guy. But it may get plenty of pressure with four guys, too, don't get me wrong. But, it's a lot of four- and five-man pressure. And they can get there, somebody, two or three guys get singled. Maybe they can, slide to one guy, five on four, but the other three guys, and they get production out of them. Mitchell's done a real good job for him. He's been very active. Makes plays in the pass rush, makes a lot of plays in pursuit. I mean, he's a very athletic nose guard. So is McLean. We've had him. He runs well, too. So they've gotten plays out of Crick. So it's, they got good depth on their front, and they got good players. And they got a lot of speed on the edge with Merciless and Brooks Reed.
Well, we've seen Ryan Allen handle some tough snaps, I think, in the last couple of weeks. For a guy who never did that in a game, before coming into the NFL, never held. What kinds of things have you learned?
Yeah, he's worked hard at it. It starts with having good, natural hands. But, Coach O'Brien and Coach Judge, those guys have spent a lot of time with him on the punt ball handling as well as the field goal ball handling. You're right, it's definitely a different skill and one that takes a lot of practice, especially because it involves timing, with the kicker and that whole operation. Because if you're, a little bit early, it's hard to make them. If you're a little bit late, you got to deal with the rush. So, really needs to be right with good timing. But, Ryan's worked hard on that. He's just gotten better at it. And no real secret, just, a lot of reps, a lot of hard work. He and Danny and Steve on the field goals. But, even on the punt snaps, these conditions are a little different than, what he's had to kick in the last few years.
We haven't talked a lot about Case Keenum. Obviously, those five stars, I think he was under his belt. What do you see on film from him, strengths?
He's been a real good decision maker. He hasn't defense hasn't had their hands on very many balls. Like even the interception at the end of the game last week was on a tip ball. It was a good throw. So he's got pretty good judgment, pretty good accuracy. He's athletic. He can. They run all the bootlegs anyway, but he's athletic in the pocket to get away from the rush, buy a little more time, and like I say, he's done a good job not turning the ball over. He's been disciplined with his decision making. Still getting the ball to, his key guys, obviously Johnson, Hopkins, but at the same time, not really putting it up for grabs very often. He's made some tight throws, and especially if you're, fourth down in the red area and that kind of thing, you got to have a play, then, you got to throw it in there. But I'd say overall, his decision-making, his judgment, he's an athletic guy, and he can, buy time, extra time to throw, which puts more stress on the coverage and the defense, so all those things.
Have they been pretty similar schematically on the offensive side of the ball from what you saw last year too? I know they've got obviously.
Yeah, well, they're the type of team that will mix up their formations and their personnel, but I'd say the plays are pretty much their core plays, but they window dress them. They make it harder for you to recognize them with different shifts, motions, personnel groups, the way they position their players. But then when the ball snaps, the guys end up doing what they their core plays, their stretch play, their inside zone play, their flash play, their different bootlegs. They had a little different look to them, but it's really still their core stuff.
What makes that stuff hard to defend? You mentioned the stretch play. I think that's what a lot of people kind of.
Well, because they, they're running wide, so you have to defend the boundary. You have to defend the backside on the boot, so it gives you a lot of width, but makes your defense forces your defense to handle a lot of width. And then when the defense stretches, then the backs, you know, when they hit that third step, they're looking to get downhill, and they'll, I don't want to say cut it back, but they cut downhill. So, you know, if your defense doesn't get wide enough, they hit the edge. If they get too wide, then the back comes downhill. And you can't, you know, you can't let the backside go because of the amount of bootlegs that they run. So, you know, even if you bring an eighth guy into the box, so to speak, against seven, that eighth guy has to take the quarterback. You know, you better have somebody on him. So if the eighth guy takes the quarterback, then you don't have him to, you know, chase those plays down from the backside, and that's how they keep you honest. So it's not different, but it's similar to the zone option, read option program, because in that it's the same thing. They hand the ball off to the running back, but somebody's got to take the quarterback on the keep. Well, in their offense, you know, somebody's got to handle the quarterback on the boot, or, you know, you let him stand out there by himself and throw. I mean, that's not a good situation, so. He accounts for the extra guy that you potentially could bring down into the front, so forces you to play 7-on-7 or 6-on-6 or, you know, however the formation is displaced. But that's, you know, that's how they handle the numbers game, which is it's a good concept.
Does that fall to those guys on the ends a lot of time to kind of stay at home and make sure?
Well, somebody's got it. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, to be sound, somebody's got to have it. Whether it's, you know. I mean, don't have to be the same guy every time, but, you know, if you send one guy down, then you got to leave somebody back. If you, you know, leave one guy back, then you send the other guy down, you know, I mean, so you got to fill your space in there. But I'm just saying, they've made plenty of big plays where the backside guy has tried to chase the run down, it's the pass, and the quarterback, whether it's, you know, Schaub or Keenum or whoever it is, Yates is standing out there with nobody pressuring him. He's got all day to throw, and he's looking, you know, at receivers 20, 30 yards downfield. I mean, it's not a good place to be defensively. So, you know, I think somebody's got to take it, or, you know, or you want somebody to take it.
Was DJ Williams a guy that you guys had kind of looked into during the pre-draft process in 2011?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we look into everybody. I mean, you know, all the guys that are at that level. So,
What do you think he kind of brings to this team?
You know, he's had production in the passing game, both in college and, you know, in the NFL. He's also played in the kicking game. You know, smart guy, has some experience. So we'll, you know, see how it goes here. You know, bring in a new player. You know, you give him some stuff, and then by the end of the week, you just see how much it's piled up. You know, I mean, even if there's any consideration to make him active for the game, but then, you know, whether or not he can handle the volume of first and second down, third down, red area, goal line, special teams. You know, there's a lot of things that by the end of the week end up getting, you know, piled onto a player's plate. So whether there's part of that, none of it, all of it, you know, we'll just kind of have to see how it comes together here at the end of the week as to, you know, whether or not he'd be able to contribute anything this week.
So you've been on the sideline for a lot of games over your long career. Did you ever find yourself getting too close to the action like Mike Tomlin did last night?
Yeah, I've been blown up a couple times, you know. It's probably kind of like, you know, there's one play in particular where I was kind of watching the, you know, the pass rush in the front, the ball was thrown, and I, you know, I didn't really follow the ball that quickly, and all of a sudden, you know, the guy caught it, was right on top of me, and, you know, ended up under the Gatorade bench. So, I mean, obviously, if you're watching the ball, it shouldn't be that big of a problem. But if you're, you know, if you're trying to watch something else, or, you know, but I mean, it's, you know, obviously, we got to give the, you know, the officials and the players room to play, and you know, sometimes that just happens where you get, you know, guys caught up a little bit on the sideline. But yeah, I saw the play last night. I was thinking, oh my God, you know. It could easily happen to any of us, so, you know, it's a good lesson. You know, we've got to be careful.
Do you remember what game that was when you ended up under the Gatorade bench?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. Yeah. Yeah, looking up at the cups and the Gatorade dripping down, and yeah.
Will Svitek obviously got to play a lot Sunday night. How good a job, I guess, have you seen from him over the course of the year, just staying ready for a moment like that?
Yeah, you know, Will's a real, obviously he's got a lot of experience. He's a dependable player. You know, he was with us all spring, all training camp. Had a good preseason, and then, you know, missed a little time there at the end of preseason, the beginning of the regular season before he's able to come back. But he's has a real good understanding of what we do. And, you know, as we know, in preseason he played not only tackle but guard. So he's played both tackles, both guards. He's got a lot of position flexibility. And, you know, when Marcus, you know, went down, I mean, he stepped in the game and, you know, against good players and, you know, stepped up there and, you know, competed well. I mean, not perfect, but, you know, it's thought he – you know, he hung in there, and we'll see that again this week. And, you know, we'll see where, you know, how it's going with him and Marcus. But, you know, I know he knows he's got to be ready. I mean, everybody's got to be ready. That's what the NFL is. That's a good example for all, you know, everyone, too, that, you know, on any play, you could go from not expecting to play a lot to being in there on every snap. So, you know, it's all about having everybody ready to go and taking advantage of the opportunities and having guys step in and be able to do the job when they're counted on. Great. Okay. All right. See you in Houston.